DHS, illegal alien trucker accused of critically injuring American in wreck. By Amy Furr on March 15, 2026. An illegal alien truck driver has been accused of causing a crash that left a U.S. citizen in critical condition in Indianapolis, Indiana. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arrested 25-year-old Sukhdev Singh and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, said the illegal alien had a commercial driver's license, CDL, that was issued by the state of New York. The crash happened on the evening of March 6 when Singh allegedly hit a pedestrian at East Raymond Street and I-65. The Indiana State Police responded to the scene, took the suspect into custody, and contacted ICE officials. ICE arrived at the scene and arrested Singh that evening. He will remain in ICE custody pending the outcome of his immigration proceedings. His victim was transported to a local hospital where he remains in critical condition as of this publication, the DHS announcement said. In December, U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, Secretary Sean Duffy warned that Democrat-run New York could lose $73 million in federal highway funds after an audit found over half of the state's immigrant CDLs were issued illegally, Breitbart News reported. Federal investigators found that New York's DMV systems defaulted to issuing 8-year CDLs even when immigration documents expired in months, creating what Duffy called a dereliction of duty that endangered families on America's highways. When more than half of the licenses reviewed were issued illegally, it isn't just a mistake, it is a dereliction of duty by state leadership, Duffy said during a briefing at the Department of Transportation on Friday. Secretary Duffy's briefing followed a fatal bus crash in Tennessee, where a Chinese national with a New York-issued non-domiciled CDL allegedly killed another truck driver while watching a video on his cell phone, Breitbart Texas reported. ICE officials have yet to disclose any information about the immigration status of the Chinese man, identified as Huang Yisong, aged 54. In February, DOT announced an updated regulation to stop dangerous migrant truckers from getting CDLs and causing horrific crashes on America's roadways, per Breitbart News. These reforms will address safety concerns by preventing foreign drivers who have not been subject to consular and interagency screening from receiving a commercial driver's license, CDL. While U.S. drivers are subject to strict checks through national databases for past violations, such as DUIs, reckless driving, or crash involvement, states lack the ability to access the driving records of foreigners and illegal immigrants, DOT said. This loophole allowed individuals with dangerous driving histories to obtain a trucking license simply by presenting an employment authorization document, EAD, which does not screen for transportation safety, the agency continued. Most recently, reports said a father and his 11-year-old son were killed when an alleged migrant truck driver failed to slow down in time and smashed into several vehicles in Ohio. In a statement regarding Singh's case, DHS Deputy Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss said, "It is common sense, illegal aliens should not be operating 18-wheelers on American highways. We are praying this individual makes a full recovery. It is incredibly dangerous for illegal aliens, who often don't know our traffic laws or even English, to be operating 18-wheelers on America's roads. Sanctuary governors like Kathy Hochul must stop giving illegal aliens driver's license before even more Americans get injured or killed."